Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chris Gwynn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Keith Miller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jose Lind. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Ippolito Pichardo. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jose strikes out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McRae hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cora hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McFarlane strikes out. Two outs. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Pichardo covering, for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Burks strikes out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Keith Miller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pichardo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pichardo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jose is 0 for 1 in the game. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McRae bunts in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller juggles the ball. That's an error on Miller. Ventura moves to second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive towards right. Jose catches it and throws to third to double up. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a line drive towards the mound. Pichardo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Joyner is 0 for 1 in the game. Joyner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gwynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Pichardo covering, for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cora is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cora bunts towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to second. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2 to nothing, Royals. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jose is 0 for 2 in the game. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McDowell fires to first and picks off Jose. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lind settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. Burks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ventura moves to third. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ventura scores. Burks moves to second. It's 2-1, Royals. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burks moves to third. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Len scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Joyner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Joyner takes first base on ball 4. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 2 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Gwynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gwynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gwynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sampson now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cora bunts towards the mound. Sampson fields it and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to second. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into right field. Jose picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jose. Raines scores. Thomas moves to second. It's Royals, 2, White Sox, 2. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to third. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell is hit by the pitch. Steve Sachs pinch runs for George Bell. Billy Brewer now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Gordon now pitching. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McFarlane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Carlton Fisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Ron Karkovice pinch runs for Carlton Fisk. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen strikes out. There goes Karkovice. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Karkovice moves to third. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Ron Karkovice now catching. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jose is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McRae bunts towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McRae for the out. Jose moves to second. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett is walked intentionally. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Joyner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Joyner hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Burks. Joyner reaches second base with a double. Jose scores. Brett moves to third. It's 3-2, Royals. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-3 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gwynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Gwynn hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cora hits a fly ball into left field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McFarlane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dan Pasqua pinch hits for Steve Sachs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pasqua for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.